This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Thursday, April 14th. Fixed income ETFs are becoming increasingly popular. That's a word from BlackRock Chief Executive Larry Fink. More than $27 billion of BlackRock's first quarter inflows came from the firm's iShares bond ETFs, driving BlackRock's $36.1 billion of net long-term inflows. Overall, the industry saw record inflows during the quarter of $43.7 billion to global fixed income ETFs. Those ETFs are benefiting from the negative interest rate policies in Europe and Japan as investors search for yield. Investors first tried to lower their risk by investing in government bond ETFs and are now pushing into corporate and emerging market fixed income ETFs. Fink said he believes fixed income exchange-traded funds will continue to drive more growth at BlackRock. Separately, a Morningstar report shows Vanguard Group keeps getting more dominant. According to the report, Vanguard attracted almost $29 billion to its long-term mutual funds and ETFs in March. That's more than all of its competitors combined. The report shows a shift toward passive investing continues. In the taxable bond category, a record 27% of the money in ETFs and mutual funds was run passively at the end of March. That's up from 20% at the end of 2013. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.